Mr. President, my name is Rasha Hamu Abudaye, speaking on behalf of Penguin, Friends of the Earth Palestine, member of the Global Campaign and international network of more than 200 members, representing affected communities and social movements around the world. As a Palestinian, I'm here to bring the perspective of people under occupation who are still suffering from unlawful colonial occupation, water apartheid practiced by the Israeli water company Mekarot, which exploits our water resources. The process of the binding treaty is for us an inspiring and promising initiative. Our people are suffering on a daily basis as a result of corporate activities aiming at maximizing profits and socializing misery. We need a strong, effective treaty to address the gaps in international law, hold TNCs accountable for the violations committed, and ensure effective access to justice. We need a binding treaty re-establishing the primacy of human rights over investment and trade agreements. It must also include direct obligations for TNCs with a clear distinction between the human rights obligations of states and those of TNCs. While states have general obligations to respect, ensure respect for, and fulfill human rights, TNCs have the obligation to respect human rights and the environment. The parent company of a given TNC must respect the above-mentioned rights itself, as well as ensuring that its subsidiaries and the companies in its global value chain do so too. The treaty must place the rights and voices of the affected communities at the core, starting with its negotiation process. Last but not least, the elaboration of the binding treaty must be accompanied by the creation of an effective international enforcement mechanism, such as the International Tribunal as proposed by the Global Campaign. The Global Campaign just published a document of elements for an international tribunal on TNCs and human rights that we hope will be taken into consideration in the framework of this process. We would also like to express our grave disappointment with the unacceptable step backwards by the chair with respect to the work methodology and the contents of this session, disregarding the methodology agreed at the seventh session and the work on content carried out over the years by social movements, affected communities, civil society organizations, and many states participating in the negotiations. We reject the informal text proposals presented by the chair as they imply a diversion from the mandate of this working group, asking that the sole basis of the negotiation during this eighth session remain as previously agreed, the third revised draft with a proposal from the states during the seventh session. We call on all states to reject this unfortunate, ill-advised maneuver for the sake of the transparency and of all the diplomatic nature of this historical process. These are minimum conditions for a proper environment of work towards yet another important session to negotiate a strong and effective binding treaty. Thank you.